Coach, team gets another shootout win after one on Tuesday. This one you needed to tie it up in order to get to overtime, and Julio Neres gets the game tying goal, the power play, and the winner in the shootout.
Yeah, you know, a parallel, as you said, to Tuesday's game, but we were always chasing it, you know, with them being in the lead and us having to come back. I don't think we played a very smart first period, and where I think there was a chance we could come out of there with a couple-goal lead, but instead it was tied 2-2. We made things a little bit tougher on ourselves. And, you know, second period, we played a solid period, but the only goal was scored, you know, by Main. And we came out and got that power play, and the kids moved it around beautiful, got the rebound, and tied it up. So a lot of credit to them that I thought two periods were played properly, with smarts, with some determination. And, you know, Cali gave us a couple of big saves in overtime, maybe late in the game as well. And, you know, we got into the shootout where we had a chance to, you know, close things out thanks to a couple goals. Sid Healy had a nice play, and then Julia Neres made a beautiful kind of slick play where she tucked it between the five hole as she made the goalie move, and we go home winners.
Mentioned the tough start in the first. Main gets that early goal, and then Christina Vogt, really all on her own, breaks up the play in the neutral zone and goes in. Beautiful shot, and just she's had quite a week.
Yeah, real nice job there. You know, kind of had a turnover that she picked up just outside the blue line, I think, and skated in and, you know, had good composure, held it. Her line mate was bust into the net to kind of occupy the D, and she got a chance to shoot from just off the angle and capitalize with a real nice shot, you know. But chances we got scoring a couple goals were big, but what frustrated me a little was we were, I think, 3-1 in penalties, and, you know, at least one of them was not a smart play. So we'll see if we can stay out of the box tomorrow and give it our best at UNH.
Third straight game with a power play goal. This one obviously was huge, tying it up, really starting to pounce on some of those chances, loose pucks in the crease.
Yeah, I've talked about 5-on-5 and individuals, you know, breaking out of their shell, getting on a hot streak, whatever. But when truth be told, I always feel like you've got a better opportunity on a power play. And that's why right from the beginning of the year, I kept talking about us doing a good job. And, you know, we had a 10-game run in the first half where we had some goals, and it's amazing how it changes the complexion of the game, puts you ahead, ties you. And here these three games, you know, we've gotten 2 points out of the last two, and not surprisingly we've got a power play goal to, you know, boost the energy, boost the momentum, and just help us offensively.
Real unique weekend. Face the team ahead of you in the standings today, and then face the team right below you in the standings tomorrow. Obviously a battle for sixth place, and to avoid the first round, you got 1 point back today.
Yeah, we did, you know, and it'll be interesting going there to UNH because, you know, they're a good team. They already split with us, so kind of the rubber match of the year. And, you know, playing in their building, it will be a tricky task. But we've handled ourselves okay on the road. You know, UConn, Vermont, now up here where we've grabbed points. And tomorrow's going to be another task to see if we can't go down there and do it. First time I've ever been on this road trip, Maine to UNH. I believe there used to be days in America East when teams would do it, but not necessarily hockey, you know, maybe basketball, the other teams. So be interesting to play that doubleheader.